shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and it's a long season. That's what I'd be saying if West Virginia lost this game, which I thought they would. But they broke a curse. Josh, there's no curses. Okay. You know, probably not. But if there was a curse, West Virginia broke a Gonzaga curse today, and they did it in the Bahamas. Somehow send this game to overtime, prevail over the number three Gonzaga Bulldogs, 86-78, in front of a reported attendance of 959 people in the Atlantis Ballroom. So many good things to talk about. I mean, when this win happens, you start getting in your head, like, when's the last time West Virginia beat a top five team away from Morgantown, period? And I was getting into, like long ways out, because it's been a while. It's been since 2019, when West Virginia went to Cleveland and beat Ohio State. That was Deuce freshman, Oscar freshman year. This is from Wesley Shoemaker, WVSports.com. As an unranked team, this was WVU's first win over a top five team outside of Morgantown since beating Pitt in the Big East tournament in 2009. That's 15 years. So 5 years, 15 years, long time. And a first time since West Virginia's beat Mark Few and the Gonzaga Bulldogs. All those things are true. All those things are awesome to say. And the game itself, fun to watch. And it was not on ESPN Plus. This was on ESPN in the afternoon on a Wednesday. All good. I did not think West Virginia could win this game. First year, they played four games together going into this game. Gonzaga, they played a bunch of games together. Gonzaga beat Baylor by 38. They beat San Diego State, who's really good, at San Diego State by double digits. And West Virginia wins this game in a ballroom in the Bahamas. Zero basketballs hit the ceiling that I'm aware of. They still have two more games. But this was West Virginia's best rebounding performance. Awesome to do that against a top five team. They out-rebounded Gonzaga by eight. They were even with Gonzaga on offensive rebounds. That's the first time Gonzaga's lost the rebounding battle in a game this season. Best performance by the Mountaineers from the free throw line after a couple, you know, there's been a few shaky games. But then the UMass game, they made a bunch of free throws. Tonight was their best performance. Only missed three. Held Gonzaga to their lowest field goal percentage of the season in a game. This was a comeback win. Kind of the beats that you expected with some, you know, when West Virginia's down eight at the half, you feel good about that. Did not have in my head West Virginia's going to win this game, but felt, you know, this felt way different than the Pitt game, right? And deep down, that's all we really wanted, right? Like, obviously, I'm talking about West Virginia beating Gonzaga. But they were 15.5-point underdogs. If they lose competitively, which is what was happening in the first half, you still feel better about this team and how they respond against, I would think, Gonzaga's better than Pitt. And so you feel all right with that. And West Virginia, they didn't. They were down 10 early in the second half. They were down 5 with 20-some seconds left. This tall Braden kid was giving us the business all game. There was a Ben. There was a Ben out there. He was making a bunch of free throws. Ben and Braden were giving it to us. And this team and West Virginia didn't quit. Tucker DeVries, quiet start to this game. Felt like the Pitt game of like, are we going to see Tucker step up here? It just had a great overall performance. Comes off the screen at the top of the key with West Virginia down 5 late. Drains that 3. West Virginia calls timeout, set up the press. They didn't immediately foul. They played it out like, hey, let's play tough defense. If they get it over half court, then we'll foul them. Almost get a 10-second call. And Tucker gets a steal at half court, runs down, gets fouled. What? You need breaks. That free throw bounced way too much, but it went in. Gonzaga calls timeout to freeze Tucker. Didn't work. He drains the second free throw. West Virginia gets this game to overtime. And then, you know, Tucker's cramping up in overtime. Comes back in, makes the last 2 free throws of the game. He finishes with 16 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 blocks, 4 blocks, and a couple of steals. Tucker comes to WVU, and you're thinking about his offense and how he plays on that side of the ball. These last 2 games especially, and I think overall, Tucker's way better at defense than what I had in my head. Just a smart player. Can anticipate, makes intelligent kind of risks, and just 4 blocks, that's amazing. And when West Virginia needed him to get this to an overtime, he made the plays at the end of the game to get West Virginia a chance to win this game. So Tucker gets you to overtime, but you're not in a close game without what Javon did. Right? Javon, okay in the first half. He started out slow as well. And he gets red fire hot in the second half. And West Virginia goes from down 10 to up 5 with about 8 minutes left on the back of Javon Small. He steps up, is like just making, he's driving to the basket, he's making threes, and he scores West Virginia's only shots that weren't free throws in overtime. A couple of shots close to the basket. One, a really contested drive that he finishes. And he ends up with 31-7. 7 rebounds for Javon Small. So your 2 leaders start slow. Feels like the Pitt game. Then they do the opposite of what they did in the Pitt game. And led this team to victory. So Tucker gets you the overtime. Javon brings you back from a deficit. Amani Hansberry carried you throughout the game, and especially in the first half. Like, he's got to play. West Virginia looks the best when Amani Hansberry is in the game. With love and respect to Ed Andre 3000. We need him in there. And he played and played great. He scored 10 points in the first 6 minutes of the game when Tucker and Javon were quiet. Amani's keeping you in the game. He stayed out of foul trouble. Thoroughly outplayed EK. He shot 8 threes tonight. So I'm in the Amani, you need to shoot at least 4 threes metric that I'm keeping track of. He shot 8 threes tonight, made 3 of them. So in 5 games, there's 1 game he didn't shoot 4 threes. It was the Pitt game. The others he has, and West Virginia's won those games. Made a sweet pass to Javon in that first possession for West Virginia in overtime to kind of set the tone. Finishes with Another career high. This is a second career high in points of the season. We're five games in, 19 points, 8 rebounds. To explain Sincere Harris's night, I need to read you Nembhard's shooting stat lines for the season. And you tell me which one you think goes with the one that Sincere was guarding him. Okay? 2 for 6, 3 for 6, 4 for 7, 5 for 12, 4 for 8, and 1 for 10. Now, I'm cheating there. I put emphasis on the last one. That's, Nembhard went 1 for 10 shooting tonight, and it's because of Sincere Harris. Like, all over him, Nembhard, and he got his assists. But as far as shooting the ball, he, like, even when Sincere couldn't fight through the screen and had to switch, Nembhard was, like, seeing ghosts. Like, he did not try to take Tucker to the hole or another big when he was switched. Sincere made 2 free throws in overtime to push WVU's lead to 6. You know, came out, had his first open 3, bricked it. I don't think he shot another 3. You can see him, like, the wheels are turning. Like, how can I contribute offensively if they're going to play off of me? And the answer is driving the ball. Now, that looks like you could put Benny Hill music to that sometimes. It's a little sketchy, a couple turnovers and him trying to create. But that's the answer, is you got to create, maybe dish. It's still a little clunky. It's a work in progress, but he made a couple of tough finishes, and he put the exclamation point on this game with the steal and dunk at the end. Hit the deck hard multiple times throughout the game, shook it off every time. Big game for Sincere Harris. Like, he is that guy. Nembhard is one of the best point guards in the country, and Sincere Harris limited him to 1 for 10 shooting.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Toby made both of his 3s tonight, giving him a hard time about free throws this season, had 2 clutch free throws in overtime, made them both. And then Coach DeVries, like, I mentioned a few times that the future is bright a couple episodes ago, and it's because of the coach. I mean, yeah, we could talk about the sophomores and the freshmen, and they're part of the future that is bright. But the overall brightness is because of Darren DeVries. Like, the offense, just offensively, against a good Gonzaga defense, they got stuff they needed to get. When Javon is hot, they're finding ways to get him the ball and create for him. trusted his son at the end to run a play for him to get an open three. Slowing the ball, taking the air out of the ball in the second half. Gonzaga likes to play with pace. Hey, let's limit possessions. Let's slow it down. I'm thinking of a Hall of Fame coach that was here in the past that would do this in some games where it's like, let's just take the air out of the ball and really limit possessions. So you could just see, like, and he's not fooling around on timeouts. He knows when to call them, doesn't let things get out of hand. He's intense on the sideline. You see the video after the game, super pumped up in the win. I just love everything that he's putting out there, him and the coaching staff. Just a tremendous, the first time you're on ESPN proper, and that's the statement you make. It's his fifth game at WBU. I mean, what are the negatives of this game? I mean, I've only got one, and it's, you know, he played eight guys, and he played six guys tonight. Or today. Tucker, Sincere, Javon played 42 minutes. And they've got a 17-hour turnaround before they play again. And so West Virginia, let's be clear, that's a negative. The flip side is, they don't win if those guys don't play 42 minutes. I get it. I understand the logic. But the freshmen, it's not a negative. The freshman played like freshman tonight. KJ was limited. JP was looking for a shot, but it definitely sped up, and you're against probably the competition you're going to face in the non-conference schedule. And so those guys played like freshmen. That's just what it is. All good. But that limits the breeze. No Yesupu today. Jaden Stone's still not available. So, three games in 3 days, not a great formula for success against teams that are a little more deep. And then you know, your mind goes to the 20-game Big 12 schedule. Gonzaga represents kind of a top-tier Big 12 team. And so, West Virginia is going to play a bunch of those. It's not an indictment on our freshmen. It's just that we got to get Jaden Stone back, and Yesupu's got to play a role here because we're getting these longer breaks here in the non-conference schedule. There's a week in between the Iona game and this game. There's only three more games after they get back from the Bahamas before they get into the Big 12 schedule, and then it's two games a week until the end of the season with the Big 12 travel. So playing six guys, that might be a challenge. But that's the only negative I have. That's something we can worry about later. We're talking about breaking curses today. And just an amazing win. And my optimistic projection of 17 wins included one win out of the Bahamas. West Virginia gets that in the first game. So you got that in the bag. We're in house money now. Why not win the darn thing? And Darren DeVries' fifth game, it's his fifth game that counts coaching the Mountaineers, and he got the best win for the program outside of Morgantown in 5 years. He did it in five games.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella.
The next game for WVU is tomorrow, as I'm recording this, Thanksgiving Day, noon, ESPN. Battle for Atlanta semifinals versus our old Big East foe, Louisville. They have a new coach in Pat Kelsey. They pretty much have a brand new roster. And they beat a ranked Indiana team like a drum today, 89-61. I want to put it in podcast listening terms. Indiana was you were listening to Indiana at regular speed, and you're listening to Louisville at 1.5. Like they play fast. They looked like they were playing a different speed than Indiana. They were playing a different speed than Indiana. They like to play fast, just like Gonzaga. They shoot the three. They like the three as much as we do, probably. They like shooting the three like we do, but they do it more. They're not particularly great at it so far. They are coming off their best three-point shooting game of the season today. They shot 37%. They made 10 threes. They shot 57% for the game. And they're playing tough man-to-man defense. Indiana had 23 turnovers today. Cardinals got 30 points off of Hoosier turnovers. Cecere will be guarding Wisconsin transfer Chucky Perkins. Louisville's only loss was at home to a really good Tennessee team. I got to say, Big 12, I think in Ken Pomeroy's computer preseason, they were the second-ranked conference. You watch Tennessee, you watch Alabama, you see what Auburn is doing. The top of that conference is top tier. I don't know about from 1 to, what are they, 16? 1 to 16 now? Maybe the Big 12 has them in the 1 to 16. But those Alabama and Auburn, my mercy. But back to Louisville. That was their only loss. They shot 27% from the field that game. They only made 6 2-pointers. So really a two-pronged question. Can West Virginia slow this game down like they did against Gonzaga today? Can they have enough gas in the tank? And can we hope that Louisville, after shooting 57% today, shoots less than that tomorrow and maybe a lot more? I guess that's three prongs. The gas in the tank prong, the slow them down prong, and the come back to earth shooting Cardinals prong. But I think Pat Kelsey was on the hot board for WVU's job. He started out of the gates hot. I mean, that it was just a dumpster fire with the last guy. So I don't know if they're back. That was a big win for them today. So in the battle of coming off of big wins with new coaches, who will prevail? This will be fun. Should be fun. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. Or just pick one. Apple Podcasts. Spotify Podcasts. We're getting close to the Spotify Unwrapped, so I'll annoy you with that soon. Overcast Podcast. Pocket Cast Podcast. YouTube. Until next time. I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 4 wins and they have 1 loss.
Gamers and watch lovers, stay frosty. We've got covert intel. Movement, the official timekeeper of the highly anticipated Call of Duty Black Ops 6, is releasing a special edition Black Ops 6 watch and accessory collaboration. Bring the aesthetics of the Black Ops 6 story straight to your wrist and wardrobe. It even arrives with custom packaging and a free gift. Shop the exclusive special edition collaboration at MVMT.com/BO6. That's MVMT.com/BO6.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.